there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with Bill the Producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with us today. Guys, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready? Are you ready to delve into some cool boating and diving and aviation stuff? Because I'm kind of throwing everything into the mix today. A little bit of everything.
Let's do it.
Because I'm just a couple weeks away from doing just that, a little boating, flying, and diving. Big trip.
Just so I understand, your plan is to crash your plane and make it an artificial reef and dive the site on a dive boat.
No, that's not the plan. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. But no, that's not the plan. No, we got our big trip to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures about to take place. And I've been planning accordingly what we need to do to prepare for this thing, because it is going to be huge. I mean, this is a big trip. It's, you know, we're literally flying halfway around the world to the Indian Ocean. And when you're going that far, you need to make sure you got all, you have checked off everything off your scuba checklist. You hear what I'm saying, Jimmy?
Yeah. Is the boat all-inclusive, Greg?
Always. Good. When you dive with Explorer Ventures, yes. Nice. But, yeah, that doesn't keep you from not being able to, you know, you being responsible for all your gear. You know, you get over there and you forget something, pretty much out of luck, you know. And we're actually, this is my second time to the Maldives. And last time it was just me and Mermaid Tony. And we went down to that, or that side of the world and didn't really know what to expect. But it was very much a stripped down type of trip because, you know, they were very limited on what we could bring. With the airlines, we didn't know what we were going to need as far as equipment and all that kind of stuff. So,
just
I didn't
so I
really
understand,
have
you
much
and Tony
to...
stripped down.
No. Well, there was that one time in security, but it wasn't a good thing. Trust me.
And it was much more voluntary than it needed to be.
No,
I remember seeing the video and him saying, "Sir, really, put your pants back on. We believe you."
Well,
the man who put the T in TSA.
Yeah, maybe.
TMI and TSA.
Yeah. So, you know, but we weren't really prepared for what we saw on that trip, which was phenomenal marine life. Almost as many critters and big animals as what I saw on my Galapagos trip, which is remarkable because Galapagos is known for that. The Maldives is known for great diving, but I was shocked at what we saw. And I was like, man, I am way under-equipped for getting all this stuff captured on film. We need to do a Scuba Radio video there. So we have linked up with the folks from GoPro, and they have hooked a Scuba Radio up with several cameras. Matter of fact, we're filming today in the studio. And we're going to take some cameras, some GoPro cameras, and some super lights from Light and Motion, these new solar lights, which are like basically going underwater with the brightness of the sun.
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah. And
because the steam doesn't really affect the picture that much as the water is evaporated.
No. It could there could be a cloud. I mean, the blinding light that's put off the Sola 2000 from Light and Motion is amazing. I mean, my God, it will burn your retinas if you stare into it too long.
How deep can it go?
is way deeper than I can.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I got two of these
things. He's dropped three of them so far off the side of a boat.
Yes. I got two of these things that I've mounted with a little light and motion tray with a GoPro camera. And I have three of these set up. So we're going to get a multi-camera underwater video.
Are you bringing spare arms?
I'm bringing spare mermaids that are going to double as camera
people. This is the one I worked with my shorts.
We got mermaid Tiffany and mermaid Lizzie who are going to come on this trip and do the mermaid thing, but we're going to strap on a camera and get a mermaid cam.
You know their father.
What?
Well, you know one of their fathers.
You mean he's coming on board, of course, a scuba cowboy.
You cannot tell a story that involves a mermaid and a strap on to her father.
Look, I've traveled with Pup on many trips already, and he hasn't refused to travel with
us. We're from Colorado,
after two
man.
Or three hours, yeah. After two or three hours, he doesn't know what the heck's going on.
No, he has learned over these trips to tune me out when when appropriate and when inappropriate. So it's a good relationship we have with the scuba cowboy and Tiffany, his daughter. So you know, we're going to film this video. We're going to do another video with the scuba cowboy
tail cam
in the Maldives. We're going to have a multi-camera setup with these GoPro cameras and these Sola lights from Light and Motion. I got to tell you, I'm excited because I really have kind of hunkered down this week and taken apart all these GoPro cameras, make sure they get the latest firmware updates. They're pretty involved what they can do, a lot more than I even initially thought. You see all the videos online and all the unique angles, but you know you can do time lapse photography with these things. So I'm planning
instead
to shoot,
of running video, it's shooting over.
They're like
time.
One shot every 5 seconds, so you could mount it on the side of the boat, shooting down at the dive deck,
see,
and you get
not
a whole day
work
of diving.
Most of the videos I see done on GoPro cameras are actually strapped to the helmet of somebody on either a motorcycle that's about to crash or a skateboard that's about to go face first into the concrete.
Well, I do have a helmet cam mount that we could put on one of our crew and get that perspective, or the chest mount, which I figured would be for the mermaid cam.
Sure.
Because then we could get a picture of all the divers looking directly at the camera lens.
I want sharks with freaking camera GoPros mounted to their foreheads.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows? But I'm excited about it. And, you know, I'm real anxious to get out there to the Maldives and get what I think will be our best video and pictures and stuff ever. I mean, and for me, this is what I do on a personal level to, you know, kind of make it more, you know, unique and fun for me. You know, every trip we do, we are always doing something different. And to keep things fresh, you know, I have been to the Maldives before. It never gets old, don't get me wrong. But I'm always looking for some little new thing that I can do that kind of tweaks my interest. And it's going to be playing with these cameras and shooting some unique angles and things like that and putting together a video. A trip video and possibly a music video.
It was really nice that you're taking Bill with you this time too. That was really cool.
No, I'm taking the video for Bill, so I can show him and you, for that matter, Jimmy, that this is what you guys missed. This is where you could have been.
Because you can't really put the screws to us quite enough just by telling us
exactly.
What we
missed. If I can show the video and actually see your expression while you're watching the video, that is all that much more rewarding to me.
Yeah, there'll be a video of us watching the video.
Wow, look at that. Look at him, look at that. Wow.
Yeah. And it'll be like, where's my dive night? I'm going to cut him. I swear I'm going to cut him. Anyway, so we got that coming up, and I'm excited about that. And, you know, there's a few more things I got to get worked out. We're lining up our layover in Dubai. We're going to be in Dubai for 19 hours. So I may be going up in the highest building in the world. I don't know. You know what the name of that building is, Bill? You
no,
probably.
Man, the highest belief. Building in the world, man, is in Colorado, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's near Pup's house.
I think it's the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, that sounds right, actually. It might be, something like that. But it's where they shot the movie Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Ghost Protocol was shot. Tom Cruise. I'm gonna be reliving that Mission Impossible experience.
They have the underwater hotel there, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's underwater hotel, but they got aquariums and I don't know. Actually, I think they do.
They do. Yeah.
They got some kind of underwater. They got all kind of crazy stuff.
That'll be cool.
So that's what we're doing. We're stopping in Dubai with the crew for, you know, about 19 hours or so. We'll have 12 hours in the city, and then we fly over to, actually, Sri Lanka. And then we're in Sri Lanka Sri Lanka, whatever you want. How you say Sri Lanka, I say Sri Lanka.
That's Sri Lanka.
Let's call it Ceylon.
Okay, we'll go there.
Why don't you call it Ceylon and see how many people you can peeve?
Yeah. So we got that. So we got an interesting little worldly type adventure on the docket here that we're lining up, and we're going to take you along for the ride virtually through Scuba Radio. So that's coming up, and we got to plan big time because it's such a big endeavor. Now, coming up, how would you like to kick up your advanced open water class a notch? We got someone who's going to tell us how to do just that next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Now, we'll need oxygen.
I got it covered. In the event of an emergency, my ass can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, that reminds me. You've all taken your pressure pills, right?
Yes. Stop asking.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go to the sea below. I know, you know, we go psycho for the show. That's a hit. Just can't sit. It's time to go diving with it. That's it. Call your buddy. Let's dive. We're about to go live. This ain't no jive. And you know it's always better down where it's wetter. So go with the flow. It's time for the show. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with us today as well. A little shout out to our buddy Dennis here at Scuba Snobs. He's having some health issues at the moment, and we're thinking of him and wishing him the best, and hopefully he will be back in full effect here very soon. But he's going through a difficult time, and we're definitely thinking of him. ScubaSnobs.com. Pick up those books, by the way. Go check it out. You'll thank me later. Good stuff. And we wish Dennis the best and a speedy recovery. And hopefully we'll be hearing from him again real soon. All right, coming up on the show today, we're going to go across the pond and check in with Roz. She's kind of like our tech diving news gatherer. Yeah, when it comes to getting diving scoops in the tech diving world, Roz definitely seems to know what she's doing. And Bill loves her accent. So we're gonna have her on the show today and talk a little bit about some technical diving things coming up. One in particular happening in the U.S., a big announcement on the show today. That's coming up a little bit later. Also, risk assessment on today's Good Diving or Dan Good Diving safety tip. That's coming up today as well. All right, so let's say, you know, you're like Patrick. You know, last week we're going through Captain Patrick's open water knowledge review, his PADI course that I'm teaching him how to dive with. And we're going through some of the paperwork or some of the classroom material that one needs to go through in order to become an open water diver. The next level in your dive certification is advanced open water diver. And you do like five dives, five different types of dive, a deep dive, that kind of thing. But let's say you want to kick it up a notch because, you know, it really is, when you get into that level of certification, it's about experience. And we have Dave on from Indian Valley Scuba from Harleysville, Pennsylvania. He's the founder and head mermaid wrangler, I think, unofficially. But he's on Scuba Radio. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Hey, great, Greg. Great to connect with you this afternoon.
You got it. All right, so let's talk about what you guys are doing at Indian Valley Scuba there in Pennsylvania, because you offer a PADI advanced open water course like many, you know, dive centers across the country, but you're actually kicking it up a notch. You got Advanced Open Water Diver Plus. So what is this, and how did this come to be exactly, Dave?
One of our founding philosophies is that a safer diver is, of course, is a better diver and a diver that feels more confident in their skills and ability, and that's a diver that's going to continue to embrace diving as a great activity. And ultimately, that's the diver that's going to continue buying, purchasing gear, and continuing their education, and complete the whole circle as a valid, viable model diver that we want in the industry. And so all of our programs here, we have tried to address that by going above and beyond the minimum standards that agencies impose. Mm-hmm. for any given level of training. And our most recent release was our Advanced Open Water Plus program.
Yeah, well, and I think it's a great idea because, you know, I've told this story many times on the show before that I did not really have my diving zen moment until at least 10 open water, you know, ocean dives into my process as a diver. And I was certified, but I dove a spring, I'd done this, and I was like, you know, it's murky, it's cold, I'm not really enjoying this, I'm having to make sure I don't die because, you know, I'm sucking my air much quicker than I think I'm supposed to, and I'm worried about this, and it kind of, you have to get that experience level under your belt to the point where you feel comfortable enough to start looking around and really soaking in the environment. You think, Dave? And doesn't this kind of go along with those lines? Yeah, a little bit.
Absolutely. And in so many cases, it really helps that you ultimately are brought to the edge of the nest and given your moment to fly and get that breakout moment. The industry certainly has, it's a competitive industry just like so many others, and they're competing for time and big dollars with every other sport and recreation and other activity that people can be doing. So as a result of that, they had to make some decisions to pare down these requirements to the minimum required to at least have some modem of safety and ability, but not any more than the when you start a point of diminishing return where the people don't want to invest the time and they decide to take up snowboarding or or motorcycling or whatever else, and that's a, you know, that's a loss to the scuba industry.
Yeah, and you know, those activities are for nerds. Anyway, let's be real.
You know, we haven't discussed any of the details yet.
Right. Within the context of this show, there is no other activity.
That's right.
We have not talked about any of the details yet, and Dave, this is Bill, I'm the producer, and this is an important question because I want to be able to take part in this program, and I'm wondering what special equipment I need to make it so that Lovey Dovey, my bear, can take part in your Advanced Open Water Plush course.
What? Wait, no, it's Plus. Plus.
It's I totally misunderstood. I thought it was for stuffed animals.
You might be onto something. That might be something else to make our sport even more
when you were saying feeling more comfortable underwater and more in control. I'm really a lot more control with Lovey Bovey.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might want to get our analyzers out here and check the gas we've got breathing in that studio there.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time when we've all been narked. For sure. But I don't know. Mermaids, but stuffed animals, there could be something there. But, go ahead, Dave. What are you thinking?
But anyhow, in a nutshell, the Advanced Open Water Program is a perfect example of how a basic blueprint, a basic minimum footprint developed by the agencies is then given to instructors, and it really doesn't matter what agency we're referring to because it all ultimately works the same way. And those instructors then have their own style, their own kind of diving they like to do, and they have their own place where they actually conduct that diving, be it a beautiful reef in the Florida Keys or a murky stone quarry in upstate Pennsylvania or wherever their diving typically takes place.
Right. Well, I agree. All right. Well, let's continue this on the other side here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know. Stuffed animals, plush animals. I like it. I like this idea.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
From Indian Valley Scuba in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, is our guest right now on Scuba Radio. We're talking about the Advanced Open Water Plus program they offer. And by the way, let's go through some of the specifics real quick, Dave. It is the plus means exactly what when you're doing a PADI Advanced Open Water course with you guys here at Indian Valley Scuba. What does it mean? Tell us. Can you fill?
The plus means we're going way beyond the minimum standards that the AOW course requires, as dictated by PADI.
Yeah.
Basically, your Advanced Open Water is an experiential program where you get some basic academics in some different aspects of diving, be they night diving, wreck diving, whatever. Two of the requirements are
deep dive, night dive, navigation. Right.
But what happens is that when a person takes an Advanced Open Water course in any particular area, they're typically going to be given the types of dives and the types of experiences that are applicable there, and for a large part, other ones that may be applicable to areas these people may travel are going to be ignored. Mm-hmm. For instance, we teach at our local watering hole is a quarry. So it's a lake. It has no boats on it. It has no current.
Right.
It has no coral reef, etc. But our divers get on airplanes and fly all over the world with us, and heaven forbid, sometimes without us.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of diving, so our Advanced Open Water Plus program includes academic considerations and review of not only your required dives and what we will do at the quarry, but also night diving, boat diving, drift diving, search and recovery diving. And so when we go up to do our actual five dives that are required, we actually do six dives as part of our program. But we incorporate these skills from other adventure dives into it. And it certainly, even if we can't conduct the actual dive, such as a boat dive, we prepare our divers so that when they go on that next trip to an island, that when they walk up to the boat, it all makes sense.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Indian Valley Scuba.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
.com. Check it out.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 486. It is not advisable to tip your dive boat crew in sand dollars. They frown on that. Besides, the sand currency went belly up decades ago.
The sand people are easily startled, but they'll soon be back, and in greater numbers.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Nick?
Well, hey, Greg, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment.
Sounds risky.
Wow. Really?
I couldn't help it. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as much as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should be asking yourself before every dive. Because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions and I'll guess why they're important.
Turning the tables, huh?
I like to keep you on your toes.
Game on. The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
That's right. Next.
See?
Do you have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches what you need to know, and knowledge keeps you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky if you make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
You got it.
Yep.
Next. Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
An interesting image, but exactly right.
See?
How about, is my gear in proper working order for this dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They stay together, but it's risky.
What is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
They're great. I just didn't know you were such a car guy.
I am a man of mystery.
That's one word to describe it.
What's another?
Let's stay focused. Here's another one. Are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Yes, and here's another one. Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
You're back to the driving, eh?
Car guy.
Next question. Have I fully considered the risks this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all the details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
And you were doing so well.
Admit it. You like them. Come on.
I do, and I'm impressed with your answers. And not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
And I did it with brilliant analogies. Want to grab some dinner?
Sure, but I'm driving, car guy.
Okay. Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step to ensuring you're ready to make that dive. And if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back, and it's time to talk a little tech diving with our diver in the know, Roz, in the UK. She is literally across the pond as we speak, and she is on Scuba Radio right now. Roz, how are you? How are things across the pond?
Hello, Greg.
Yeah, good.
Things are fine across the pond. How are you, Greg?
I'm great. Now, first off, let's get some of the necessary things out of the way, which is Bill would like to talk to you in his native tongue of UK.
Hello! It's so lovely to speak with you today, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Ross.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, it is evening there in the UK, I guess, right now, right?
That's why I'm having my tea and my crumpets.
Yeah, your tea and crumpets. So is that the voice you're going to go with, Bill? I thought it was more of a low, mellow kind of BBC type of approach you were going
to
go with.
I want there to be more contrast between my voice and Ross's voice, because I could do this.
Well, Roz, we'll just start off by saying
and
I'm
this
sorry.
This gets Jimmy very excited.
I got to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I threw up a little in my mouth. Anyway, Roz, what is going on in the tech diving world? You've been traveling around the world just staying up on these various events in the tech diving community, right? I mean, you're racking up.
Yeah, I have. Last time we talked, I was in New Zealand. It was the middle of the night in New Zealand.
Right.
And I went diving in Pornites, which was incredible. And if you ever get the chance to get over to Pornites, do, because it's cross between temperate water and semi-tropical diving.
Okay, now hold on, Roz. Hold on, honey. Where did she say she was, Bill?
She said she was in New Zealand, and a place I think was called Pornites, and she had, I think, some sort of temporal vision loss.
Okay. I'll go with the Pornites thing. Is that right, Roz? Are we saying it correct? Pornites in New Zealand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are saying it absolutely correct. It's
all right.
About 3 hours north of Auckland.
Okay, all right.
And it's about 20 degrees centigrade water, really incredible water.
20 degrees
lots
centigrade?
Of they looked. They looked a bit like Starship Enterprises down. It was quite fascinating diving them.
20 degrees centigrade is actually, I believe, negative 250 degrees Kelvin.
Okay, he could be slightly off. But
it's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, there you go. That's almost warm enough to dive.
It's £3 four shilling.
Yeah, okay. But that's but the marine life and the stuff that you saw, well, these wrecks that you were diving, I guess, were pretty impressive. And, yeah, I remember talking to you about
not
that.
Not wrecks.
When they weren't
it
wrecks.
It was an extinct volcano.
Oh, an extinct volcano. Okay,
yes,
well,
that looked like the Starship Enterprise.
But it looked like the Starship Enterprise?
No, it looked like something from Star Trek is what it looked like.
Oh, okay.
Creatures.
Okay.
There were stingrays there. Lots of stingrays.
Oh, and they looked like the Starship Enterprise cruising through the water.
A little bit like Nichelle Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. that really paints a better picture.
Make it sound.
When you say it like that. All right, well, yeah, so you did that.
I went there and went to Sydney, and I went to Sydney for a very good technical conference called AusTech.
Right.
It's held every 2 years, and it's a biannual advance in tech event.
Yeah.
And you get people flying in from all over the world. And we had people like Jill Hynes come in and Casey McKinley come in.
Yeah.
And Brian K. Cook come in. So we had some Americans fly in for it. And some Brits and some Europeans talk there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an awards ceremony. And perhaps you might remember last time we spoke, you had a chat with a guy called Pete Mesley. Yes. He runs Lost for Rust. He runs the big trips out to Bikini and to Truck Lagoon and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll Peter Nesmith used to be with the Monkees.
For opening up rebreather diving and making rebreather diving safer in remote locations.
All right.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so at Oztec, what they do, you guys get together, like I said, there's an award ceremony, but you put on seminars and talk about the latest developments in tech diving, whether it's rebreathers or tri-mix or, you know, side mount, all kinds of technical issues when it comes to diving, compare notes, and hopefully they take this information back home and make the, you know, and kind of spread the word about the technology, right, Roz? Well, we got to take a break, or we got
Yeah.
So that sounds, that's what Oztec is about. Now, all right, hold the line. You know, we got a slight delay because we're literally connected with England right now, and Oz is, Roz.
Roz.
Is
Roz. Oztec is the place where she was for Australia.
Yes.
Which is not Austria.
Okay.
Don't get confused those two places. Yeah. One of them is landlocked and one of them is a continent.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but there is this guy behind a curtain and there's flying monkeys. That's she told me this.
Actually, that is pretty standard.
Yeah.
I'll be fair.
Goes with the territory. All right. Well, there's a thing that she wants to tell us about called the scuba solstice.
I love when she tells me about her things.
Okay. And and
that
an event
may have come out wrong. Sorry, Roz.
And an event in the USA for tech diving. We'll talk about that next. Stay close. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright, sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, because it's all that we have on our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our scuba diving show, Scuba Radio.
This is...
Yeah.
What is this?
Scuba Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. World's first radio show devoted to diving. We're talking a little bit about tech diving right now with our diver in the know, Roz, from across the pond. She is in England today, home base of operations, but she knows what's going on in the tech diving world more than anybody I have ever met in the dive industry.
She's very informed about scuba diving.
Wow. I think, I don't know who that is.
I think Bill's having a stroke.
Either that or he started drinking. It's like his English accent has gotten more socially lubricated, Roz. What do you think? You think? Is that just totally annoying and offensive to you or what?
No, it's actually fine, but I'm wondering if you need to give him a bit of a Dan tip. You know, lie down and give him some oxygen. It might actually help him recover.
No, we'll let him expire.
We seem to be out of gin!
Okay, anyway. All right, so the scuba solstice is, something you were telling me about. Now, this is an event that you are putting together, not that you're attending. Is that right? What's going on with this thing? What is this exactly?
It's being held in Plymouth, England, and it's going to be held on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of June.
Okay.
And it's to get divers out of the quarries and into the sea because we've got some fantastic diving out of Plymouth. Plymouth is a very historic place, and it's where the Mayflower and the Speedwell sailed from to come to America.
Well, like Plymouth Rock. And so that's where they came from, Plymouth.
The town of Plymouth Plantation, was named for Plymouth, England.
Right.
And she did mention the two ships that set sail, the Mayflower and the Speedwell. The Speedwell had to turn back because the boat builders in Plymouth weren't very good. It was a little leaky.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, there we go. We got our little history lesson. But basically, it's going to be an event for the local divers that are diving the quarries to learn more about what exactly, or just to go diving.
To see what it's like diving in the sea, because we've got some really good wrecks there. We've got Europe's first artificial reef, HMS Scylla, and we've got some beautiful historic wrecks that you can go and dive on. And
hold on, one cotton picking minute.
What?
You're telling me that Plymouth's got Europe's first artificial reefs, and you're not even going to include anything from the Spanish Armada?
Well, what do you think, Roz? You think? Maybe?
We probably have got some Spanish Armada ships out there, but I'm not quite sure where they are.
Well, it sounds like an exploratory dive trip. Oh, yeah. Well, there'd be some remnants left.
There'd be something left in the water. There's no question about it. Now, what is the sea like off of Plymouth? Now, Plymouth is southwestern UK, right?
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
South of Wales.
Yeah, it is. It's southwest, and we've got, it's going to be, in the summer, it's going to be about 18 degrees. So, again, about 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. About 4 pounds, 8 shillings.
We have kelp. We have jewel anemones, really pretty. And you get them in pinks and greens and blues. And they live in a colony. And so you flash your torch over a rock or a wreck, and you're hit with this big swathe of big, bright colour. And it's like they're surrounded by little lacy petticoats, and it's them filter feeding. Then we have things like plumose anemones, which have got these big, stout stems and kind of feathers coming out the top.
I see you guys are actually a little bit confused.
What do you mean?
You guys look confused because you think that this is some sort of archaic Stone Age diving because she's got a torch underwater.
And she's wearing a petticoat.
No, that's not what's happening. What? We call a flashlight what they call a torch.
Right, they
use Celsius and centigrade for temperature for what we use real temperature, and that's Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Crazy. But, hey,
but no, it sounds neat. Now, this is legitimate ocean diving. I mean, even though it's the English Channel side, but this is really, these are North Atlantic sea creatures that you're diving with, right,
and
Russ?
You got kelp and the whole thing, kind of like what we have on the northwest coast of California, right? Well, would you compare it to that a little bit, maybe? Yeah? Slightly?
Possibly. I've not dived California. I've not had the pleasure of diving California yet. But, yes, it is a bit like British Columbia, and it's a bit like California diving.
Nice. All right, well,
it's a little bit like the Eastern Seaboard diving as well, up by New York kind of area.
Okay, all right. With less dead bodies floating around, maybe. New Jersey, that's just what they do. All right, so let's talk about some other events. So we got the Scuba Solstice. You got that happening in your neck of the woods. But coming back to the States here, you're bringing some a tech diving event to the States in May of next year, right? Let's give me the rundown of that real quick.
It's going to be called Tech Dive USA. So in Britain, we have Eurotech, and we get about 20 different countries from all over Europe coming into that. And then I've just talked about Oztech happening in Australia. Well, this is the one for America, and this is going to be called Tech Dive USA. It's happening next May. It's happening in Miami. And it's going to be a two-day advanced and technical diving conference and exhibition, and we're going to have a gala dinner and awards.
Sweet.
And it's happening, I think it's about the 17th, 18th of May next year.
Okay, so the details...
And we've already got a very impressive speaker list.
Yeah.
You've just been speaking to the guys out of Dan, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, we've got their research director coming in, who's a guy called Dr. Neil Pollock.
Yeah, of course.
He specializes in thermal stress. So he's going to be coming and talking about thermal physiology and how fit is fit to dive.
Great.
And then we've got Simon Mitchell, who I believe that you talked with at Rebreather Forum 3 last year. And he's going to be flying in, and he's going to be talking about the latest guidelines from the UHMS on recovering an unconscious diver from underwater.
Nice. Well, Roz, I love it. Tech Diving USA. That is our Tech Dive USA. We'll get all the details, get it posted up there at Scuba Radio. You're going to want
May 2014.
Yeah, you're going to want to make plans to attend that. Yeah, Bill was even at the Tech Diving Conference they did last year here in Orlando, and you saw how much fun that was, right, Bill?
I did, and so, I want to go to this one. It's not that far. It's only in Miami.
Yeah, so we'll make it happen. All right, that's it for Hour 1. Hour 2 is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.